Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. We are here for you. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751. And leave us a message with your contact information and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization.
And then be a soldier. I'll die for you.
Hello, and welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. I am Debbie Thomas Brown, your host, and for this program, we will be talking about understanding your depression and learning from your depression. This program is about straight spouse depression, and I am not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, and most importantly, I am not giving advice. I am just sharing information. I am a nurse, so I will share information with you that I gathered from research, from my own personal experience, and from others, some of whom are straight spouses, just like you and I. If you hear something that sounds similar to what you're experiencing, that means you may need to go and get professional attention. If you feel like you want to hurt yourself or someone else, please call 911 immediately. If at any time throughout this program you feel that way, please get help. This is very important. If you just want to talk to someone, call 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255 to talk to someone. You will get a skilled counselor at a crisis center, and you can call this number anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so that you can get someone who understands what you're going through, so that you don't have to go through this alone. If you don't have any family members or any friends who you would like to share this with, call that number, 1-800-273-8255. No matter where in the United States you are, call that number. You will get someone to talk to. Remember that you don't have to say who you are. You just need to say what is happening to you and how you're feeling. You can even call to get support for someone else. You just need to be honest. Because straight spouses are notorious for suffering from depression, we want you to get this information so you can help yourself or someone else before too much time has passed. And one of the most important things we want to talk about this evening is you understanding your depression. Because depression is a serious condition that can impact every area of your life. It can affect your social life, your relationships, your career, and sense of self-worth and purpose. And for women in general, and straight spouses in particular, depression is very common. In fact, according to the National Mental Health Association, about one in every eight women will develop depression at some point during her lifetime. If you are a straight spouse, the stats are even grimmer. If you're feeling sad, guilty, tired, and just generally down in the dumps, you may be suffering from major depression. But the good news is that depression is treatable. And the more you understand about depression's particular implications for and how it impacts you as a woman, you as a straight spouse, the more equipped you will be to tackle the condition head on. Now, in all of this, I want you to understand that depression is a natural reaction to profound loss. A straight spouse who just found out that the love of your life, your husband, is having sexual hookups with men, or you are a man and just found out that your wife is having lesbian sex with her best friend, or you're a person going through a divorce, you will likely experience some form of depression. Although depression is often associated with feelings of deep sadness, depression can take on other forms as well. Like I said, depression is a normal and even necessary reaction to your loss. You are not alone in these behaviors and actions. You just have to get help so you do not remain in this state for too long. And you might ask, what is depression? What does it really look and feel like? One woman said, the first 2 months after I found out that my husband was having an affair with my best friend's husband, I couldn't breathe. I cried when I got up in the morning. I cried all day. I cried when I went to bed at night. I didn't care how I looked or what I said. I was a mess, and I didn't know how to tell my friend. I felt like a failure, and that it was all my fault. Another person said, I didn't want to think I was depressed, because to me that was a sign of weakness. I really thought I was coping well. I didn't allow myself to feel anything. I would push myself at work, working late night after night. I wasn't dealing with the reality that I was depressed. This sounds like you? Well, this last part sounds a little like how I initially dealt with my situation after I found out I was a straight spouse. Let's talk about some of the losses that you may be feeling right now. Because your depression is directly related to the losses you have experienced as a result of the straight spouse situation or divorce. There are two main types of losses, your concrete and your abstract loss. Concrete losses are usually measurable, and they are losses such as your loss of income, your loss of a spouse, or your car, or your nice house that you used to live in before the gay thing happened. Abstract losses cannot be measured. These losses include the loss of self-esteem, dreams, or affection. Both types of losses are important and need to be grieved. The greater your losses, the greater the depression will most likely be. You will only grieve something that means something to you, because grief is actually a way of honoring that your marriage, what your marriage meant. You did believe in your marriage. You did believe that you would stay married forever. And this is now a debt. This is a debt that you will have to grieve. So this is a grieving time. So express your grief. You have to mourn all your losses. Mourning is such an important part of the cleansing process. Remember, for those of you who know about the Bible, in the Bible, people would go out and mourn and wail and weep. Even though we don't really do that anymore, because we just stuff everything and we just try to smile for the camera, we forget that mourning is part of God's design for us to get all those negative feelings and energies out so that we can heal completely. So allow yourself to grieve. You have sustained a major loss. Let your body do what it was designed to do naturally. So what are some signs and symptoms of depression in women, in straight spouse women? Now, these symptoms are going to be the same as that you find in the general population of women, because the symptoms of depression in women are the same as for those for major depression in any other category of women. Some common complaints include depressed mood, loss of interest or pleasure in activities you used to enjoy, feelings of guilt, hopelessness, and worthlessness, sleep disturbance, that's you're sleeping more or you're sleeping less, appetite and weight changes, difficulty concentrating, lack of energy and fatigue, suicidal thoughts or recurring thoughts of death. Is there a difference between male and female depression? Yes. Although the signs and symptoms of depression are the same for both men and women, women tend to experience certain symptoms more often than men. For example, seasonal affective disorder. This is depression in the winter months due to lower levels of sunlight. This is more common in women. Also, women are more likely to experience the symptoms of atypical depression. And when I say atypical depression, I mean rather than sleeping less, eating less, and losing weight, the opposite is seen. Sleeping excessively, eating more, especially carbohydrates, and gaining weight. Feelings of guilt associated with depression are more prevalent and pronounced in women. Women also have a higher incidence of thyroid problems. Since hypothyroidism can cause depression, this medical problem should always be ruled out by a physician in women who are depressed. Now, what are the differences between male and female depression? Let's look at some more differences. When a woman is depressed, she tends to blame herself. When a man is depressed, he blames others. When a woman is depressed, she feels sad, apathetic, and worthless. When a man is depressed, he will feel angry, irritable, and ego-inflated. When a woman is depressed, she'll avoid conflicts at all costs. When a man is depressed, he will go ahead and create some conflicts. When a woman is depressed, she will feel anxious and scared. When a man is depressed, he will feel suspicious and guarded. When a woman is depressed, she will feel slowed down and nervous. When a man is depressed, he will feel restless and agitated. A depressed woman will have trouble setting boundaries. A depressed man needs to feel in control at all costs. A depressed woman finds it easy to talk about self-doubt and despair. A depressed man finds that it is weak and believes that it is weak to admit self-doubt or despair. A depressed woman may use food, friends, and love to self-medicate. A depressed man may use alcohol, TV, sports, and sex to self-medicate. So you see the difference in how men and women react when they are depressed? See, understanding your depression can help you. Let's talk a little about depression in straight spouse men. Straight spouse husbands should understand that depression is not a sign of emotional weakness or failing of masculinity. You did not turn your wife into a lesbian. She was that way before you met her. You did not know it then. Your depression is a treatable health condition that affects millions of men of all ages and backgrounds, as well as those who care about them, spouses, partners, friends, and family. Depression can also lead to heart disease and other serious medical problems. Of course, it's normal for anyone to feel down from time to time. Dips in mood are an ordinary reaction to losses, setbacks, and disappointments in life. However, if intense feelings of despair and hopelessness take hold of you and interfere with your work, your family, and your ability to enjoy life, you may be suffering from depression. Unfortunately, depression in men can often be overlooked, as many men find it difficult to talk about their feelings. Instead, they tend to focus on the physical symptoms that often accompany depression, such as back pain, headaches, difficulty sleeping, or sexual problems. This can result in the underlying depression going untreated, which can have serious consequences. In fact, straight spouses, men in general, suffering from depression are 4 times more likely to commit suicide than women. It's important for any man to seek help with depression before feelings of despair become feelings of suicide. You need to talk honestly with a friend, a loved one, or doctor about what's going on in your mind as well as your body. Once correctly diagnosed, there's plenty you can do to successfully treat and manage your depression. And like I said before, it's a good idea for you to call 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255 so that you can get some support, because you are not alone and you should not be dealing with this by yourself. Your life is sort of messed up. Yes, we understand that. But it is not how it will remain. That's not how it will remain. You are a straight spouse, but that is not the end of the world. Get help so that you can start feeling better and begin to enjoy life again. So call 1-800-273-8255 to talk to someone, and remember that you can do this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you don't have to identify yourself. Just say what your feelings are and what's going on with you. Now, when you're feeling depressed or suicidal, problems don't seem temporary. They seem overwhelming and permanent. But with time, you will definitely feel better, especially if you reach out for help. So I am going to encourage you to learn from your depression. Your depression will begin to lift as you release your losses. You should never go through a depression without learning from it. Depression tells you something about yourself, like a mirror to the inner values that you hold. By appropriately pausing at the end of the process to learn what you can about yourself, this is where the healing comes about in depression. You should be a better person after the depression than you were before. I'm a big believer in the Bible. And in the Bible it says that sorrow is better than laughter. Yeah, I know some people won't understand that, how that can be. But why is this true? Because when you are hurting and in distress, you are more apt to examine your heart and your motivations. You know your spirit is grieving, and you have the opportunity to deal with the root cause of the pain. It is far better to grieve and learn than to be happy but remain a fool. What have you learned from your depression? What have you learned from your grief that you can use to reinvest in a better future for yourself? What wisdom have you gained? Think about that. What have you learned from the depression? What did you learn about yourself? What did you learn about others? Will what you have learned from it lead you to a fuller life? You will find that this is something that I've done. But you'll find that if you try it, you'll see. If you turn inward and let God dictate your journey and replenish your energy, it will work really well for you. And you will find that you will get through your depressive mode, your depressive feelings, quicker than if you didn't do anything. If you believe you are suffering from depression, there is nothing shameful about it. As even King David in the Bible had bouts with depression. Remember, he wrote several places in Psalm about his depression. At one point in Psalm 143, verse 7, he even said, "Come quickly, Lord, and answer me, for my depression deepens. Don't turn away from me, or I will die." See, David was smart. He turned to God to help him through his depression. And I am encouraging those of you who know about the Lord to turn to him. Turn to him and let him in. Let him in. But at the same time, find someone to talk to. Don't go down this road by yourself. It's a lonely place to be, and you do not want to be in a lonely place while you are dealing with depression. And it would be an awesome idea if you just pray this little short prayer. "Lord, I am depressed inside and out, but I choose to work through this no matter how hard it gets, because you are by my side." Amen. Remember that you are a worthwhile, lovable, successful person, because God created you in His perfect image. Live your life based on the truth of God's Word. Open your ears to hear the wonderful, comforting truth about yourself, not Satan's lies. You can get through this. Learn from it. Understand it. This too shall pass. But at the same time, while you're going through this, I want you to learn from it. Ask God to show you what He's trying to teach you through this depression. Because when you come out of it, believe me, you will be wiser than before. I'm going to take a little break right now and play you some music. But I'll be right back.
So many broken homes, broken families, broken marriages. People are hurting.
Oh, yes.
But I know God can fix it. Hallelujah. If you're battered in your life by the ways of sin and strife, and the storms of the rages sometimes cover you, oh, if your loved ones let you down and there's nowhere else to turn, there is comfort in the One, the Great I Am.
For His love, He'll get to you, in the storms He'll take you through. Why don't you trust Him and take Him at His word? He's calling you today. Please don't turn Him away. He will change your life and give a brighter day. You are broken and need mending. The Master hand is reaching out for you. You are hurting and no one's helping. Jesus Christ will fix your broken heart. Claim it, your deliverer is here.
Whoa!
Yes, the Master's hand is reaching out for you. Get help. Take his help. Let's go back to what I was discussing before we had the song. Remember, you have to be able to identify your loss so that you can know what you're grieving. That's how you learn, by knowing what you're grieving. What are you losing? What have you lost? Let's look at some positive steps you can take to deal with your depression. Now, the first one is to identify the loss. You know, your divorce represents many, many losses. So you have got to try to identify the most significant loss first. Deal with that. Move to the next significant loss. You may find that you have got quite a bit of work to do as you cycle through the various losses. But you have to identify the loss because you cannot grieve a loss that you don't know. Beyond the loss of a spouse, the loss of your marriage, the loss of your friends and your family, or your cushioned lifestyle, you have to grieve many other significant losses. Perhaps you were forced to move from your home. Your ex-spouse may have gained custody of your children. Friends you had as a couple may have pulled back from you. Perhaps you are one of those people who never ever had to worry about the finances, so you never learn how to balance a checkbook, and now you have to do that. This too is a loss. You might not know how to cook meals or shop for a good car since your spouse was the one who did that. So since you lost the person who normally handled these things, your list of losses can go on and on. If you do not know what you are depressed about, then you cannot expect to get over it. It may help to write down each specific loss. Like have a little list that you can add and subtract from as needed. You know, just write down some of the stuff. And you could write stuff like your self-esteem. You know, think about what you lose. Think about what you have lost. And write that down. Write that down. And while you're doing that, ask God to help you to identify your losses so you can grieve each one of them and get it over and done with. Now, you also, when you identify the loss, you have to accept it. You have to accept the loss. See, one woman said, "I'm a fixer. I'm a problem solver. That's what I do for a living. I solve people's problems." Now, for the first time in my life, something had come up that I couldn't handle. There was no way I could fix it. You are not going to fix what you lost. Neither will you solve your depression. Instead, you must accept it. You have to move forward accepting the loss, because many people perpetrate their depression because they won't let go of a loss. The purpose of depression is to bring you to the place of letting go. In order to get to the place of letting go, you have to come to accept the reality of the loss. So go down on your list of losses and say these words and check them off. I have lost this. I accept that this is no longer a reality for my life. And, you know, put the name of whatever you lost. Accept that you have lost each one. Every day you may need to pray and meditate and ask God to show you a new loss that you don't want to discover later down the road and go back into depression about. So try to discover all of them right now so you can just grieve them and get over them. One more thing. You have to put the loss into perspective. You identify the loss, then you accept it, and now you have to put it in perspective. After you have identified and accepted a loss, you must put the loss in perspective. Seek to understand how your loss fit into the whole scheme of life. This will help you to let them go. Remember Job in the book of Job? After he experienced deep suffering and severe losses, he finally realized that God is supreme and his ways are perfect. And Job said to God, "I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. You ask, who is this that obscures my counsel without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. And this came from Job 42, verse 2-3. This is where some Christian believers have the edge when it comes to dealing with depression, because God gives us a framework in which we can put all our losses. Like the Apostle Paul writes in Philippians about counting all things as loss for the excellency of knowing Christ Jesus our Lord. When you are able to look at a loss from the perspective of Christ, you will begin to experience the release of that loss. Now, for those of you who are not Christian, you may not get this, but I'm just saying, when you can look at it from the perspective of like, okay, I don't need that to actually live, you will be able to release it and move on to healing. Next thing, learn from the depression. Your depression will begin to lift as you release your losses. But there is something else that you need to do. You should never go through a depression without learning from it. Like I said before, your depression tells you something about yourself, like a mirror to the inner values of you. By appropriately pausing at the end of the process to learn what you can about yourself, this is where the healing comes about. You should be a better person after depression than you were before. Do you get what I'm trying to say to you? But even if you get it, you have to develop a strategy. By having a plan, you will find it easier to overcome. You need to have a strategy for coping. You need to understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. You know, for example, that you don't have the energy to do things, yet there are things that need to be done. There are kids who need to be taken care of or a job you have to go to. So you need a strategy for dealing with that. So write everything down. Take a notebook and write everything. Wash dishes, wash clothes, clean the house, pick up the kids from school, drop the kids off at school. Whatever you need to do, write it down. Because your memory is impaired right now. Your memory is impaired. So you can't rely on memory to get things done. Gotta write them down. Even if you have to put post-it notes on your mirrors or on the refrigerator, whatever you need to do to help you to remember to do stuff, because you don't feel like doing anything. I know that. But if you put it up and you see it, it will remind you. I put you, jog you into the era where you say, oh, I gotta try to do that. Okay? So write things down, because you have to develop this strategy. You have to help yourself. Okay? Even if some of you are not eating, right, put on the refrigerator, eat, or put it on the bed, in the bedroom somewhere, get up and eat. Write that as something that you need to do, so you can look at it and say, oh, I need to get up and eat. Get up and eat. Even if you're going to go lie up back down again, but you got to put food in your body, because you have to nourish yourself if you want to heal. So write that down. Get up and take a shower. Whatever you need to do that you wouldn't do because you're so depressed, write it. Take a shower. Comb my hair. Brush my teeth. Exercise. Cook dinner. Whatever you need to do, write it so that you can see that it's something you need to do and be a little more motivated to get it done. And you have to accept yourself as you are throughout all of this. You have to accept yourself the way you are. Because one step in managing your depression is to accept yourself as you are and to accept God's love. If you always thought of yourself only as a wife or a husband, and now you lose that, who are you? Who are you? In your eyes, you're not going to be anybody, because that's who you see yourself as. Sometimes you don't even know who you are. But you have to learn that you are more than just a relationship. And you must ultimately define yourself the way Christ defines you. He delights in you. He has created you in a good way. His gifts are in you, and they are all good. Okay? You don't need to clean yourself up to have a nice relationship with God. Yes, you can have your rugged hair and everything, but He loves you anyway. And that is why He's making it easy for you to get out of the depression if you just point yourself to Him and put everything in His hands and let Him lead. Because you are a worthwhile person, and you were chosen to be God's special child. And He created you to be valuable, lovely, and talented in your own way. So you are a perfect specimen because God made you in His image. And you're going to have, while you're at it, you're going to have to can all those negative thoughts. Can them. Because depression is fed, fueled, and maintained by excessive negative thinking. I don't think I can do this. I don't think this is going to work. Oh, you need to challenge those negative thoughts because they keep the depression going. In fact, they don't just keep it going, they make it worse. So challenge yourself. Demolish those negative arguments inside your head and every pretension that sets you up against what you know to be true. Can them. Okay? Whenever negative thoughts come into your head, practice some other way to replace those negative thoughts with positive thoughts. You have to make a conscious effort to do this. Okay? You have to do this. And you have to get rid of any beliefs that are untrue. You know, like you're telling yourself that because you're divorced, you're a failure. And because you have one failure in your life, that means your whole life is a failure? Come on, be real. These are called irrational beliefs. They have no basis in reality. And they need to be challenged because if you don't challenge and deal with them, you would feed your depression by these faulty beliefs. So get rid of those untrue beliefs. Can them. You just tell yourself, you are worthwhile, lovable, successful, because God created you in His perfect image. So start to live your life based on the truth of God's words. And if you need someone to talk to, call 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. And while you're at it, I don't want you to feel so overconfident that you start to live without limitations. You need to live within limitations. This is a time in your life when you need to live within limitations. Because another help in dealing with depression is not to live beyond your physical, emotional, and spiritual limitations. Because it's hard to find limitations. We know that. It's hard to find them. But you have to. You have to live within limitations. Otherwise, you will have these high-flown ideas that you can do this or you can do this, and you know, and then you can't. Okay? You can only do so much. Your energy level is down. Your mental capacity is down. Your physical level is down. You have to lower your expectations of what you personally are able to do. While you're at it, you make mistakes just like everyone else. Everybody has good days and bad days. Everyone has limitations. Being real with yourself means coming to grips with reality and the responsibilities that come with your reality. You are a straight spouse. You're going to live with this situation, or you're going to work through the situation. Be willing to set limits in your daily life. Sometimes you'll need to draw those boundaries right away and as new circumstances occur. Because as women, one of the things about you when you're depressed is that you don't know how to set boundaries. And now is the time when you need to set some boundaries. You need to put up limitations. Okay? Be willing to set limits in your daily life. There are things you cannot do on your own right now. Some things you are physically unable to handle. So get help. Living within your own established boundaries will free you to be able to handle other things in your life without becoming overtaxed and overwhelmed. Just ask God to teach you to set limits so that you can better handle the things in your life and give your worries to Him. Because if you do that, then you will be able to step over your feelings. If you are divorced, you are divorced and have limited resources now. Your children come to you and they say they would like to get something, a new jacket or a new sneaker, you know, because all the other kids have it. You know you can't give your child that because you don't have the money. So don't feel guilty, because that's what you do. You feel guilty because you have to say no. Don't. Your child is going to walk away when you say no, but he knows that mommy doesn't have the money. Because daddy's not living there anymore and the money is not there anymore. They're actually dead who know that. But children are good at testing you to see what you will bend over backwards to do. So don't stretch yourself like that. Set limitations. Set limitations. Every new development in your life does not need to add to your negativism or your depression. Set limits. And be willing to stay within the limits physically, emotionally, and financially. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Lord, things are different now, and I need to learn from my frustrations, not add to them. Help me do this. Breathe. Relax. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. Relax. It is an antidote for so many things. So learn to relax. This is particularly good for stress. Depression is very, very stressful. Recent research has shown that 50% of people who are depressed have enlarged adrenal glands, which means that their bodies are responding with a lot of adrenaline as if they are in a real emergency. Relaxation can help to lower that stress. If your stress level is lower, you can cope better. If you can cope better, you can handle your stress better. Your depression don't have to take the better of you. Get over it with help. God has you in mind. God has you in mind. If you're a praying person, pray, pray, pray. Get help. Call the free hotline, 1-800-273-8255, anytime, night or day. And while you're at it, get moving. Get moving. Get moving. Get moving. Get moving. Because you are not alone. You are not alone. You were never alone. Be blessed, my straight spouse brothers and sisters.
Just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be.
And maybe a song.